H2 Introduction. Why we learn so much yet cannot apply it /H2. P. Almost everyone has experienced this moment. Books we have read gather dust on the shelf, courses we finished are soon forgotten, saved articles pile up, yet when a real problem appears we cannot recall a single line. We invest enormous time and attention yet never turn knowing into doing. This is not because you lack effort or memory, but because you lack a system that converts knowledge into ability, /P. P. Most people's learning stays at the level of acquisition. They collect information, watch content, mark highlights, and then stop. Real growth happens deeper down when knowledge is internalized into your mental models and can be transferred to brand new situations. It truly becomes yours. Starting from first principles, this article redefines the nature of learning and delivers a personally applicable method to build your own learning system, /P. H2 First Principles. What exactly is learning /H2? P. To build a learning system, you must first answer a fundamental question: what exactly is learning? If you only copy others' methods without understanding the underlying logic, you will be helpless once the environment changes. From first principles, learning is not the piling up of information but the reorganization of neural connections and the updating of mental models through feedback /P. P. Biologically, learning is the process by which an organism produces relatively lasting change in behavior or cognitive structure through experience. Three keywords matter: experience, change, and persistence. Merely having seen something is not learning. Only when a sustainable change occurs in cognition or behavior does learning truly happen. Knowledge itself has no value. Only knowledge that can be recalled, transferred, and turned into action has value, /P. P. From this we derive the first system principle: measure learning by whether it can be applied, not by how much you have consumed. Any input that cannot be recalled, applied, or transferred is essentially entertainment rather than learning, /P. H2 The three levels of learning: acquisition, internalization, transfer, /H2. P. Broken apart, learning naturally has three levels. The first is acquisition, bringing external information into your attention. The second is internalization, weaving information into long-term memory and mental models. The third is transfer, applying the model to new situations it was never trained on. These levels are sequential. Missing any one breaks the chain, /P. P. Most people get stuck at the first level. They think listening to a lecture, underlining, or saving an article means they have learned, unaware that without internalization and transfer the information stays less than a week. True masters spend most energy on the later two levels. They retrieve repeatedly, recall actively, and practice deliberately across contexts until knowledge becomes almost instinctive, /P. P. Greater than a quick check, close the book, can you explain the core concept in your own words? Can you recognize and use it in an unfamiliar problem? If not, you have only completed acquisition, learning has not yet happened, /P. H2 5 Modules of a Personal Learning System, /H2. P. Greater than a reusable learning system should run like a well-tuned engine made of interlocking modules. We summarize it as 5 modules: input management, processing, storage and retrieval, output practice, and review and iteration. The first 4 turn knowledge into ability. The 5th lets the system evolve itself, /P. P. Input management decides what you feed on. Processing decides how well you digest. Storage and retrieval decide whether you can access it anytime. Output practice decides whether ability truly forms. Review and iteration decide whether the system grows stronger with use. Let us examine each /P. H2 Module 1. Input management, quality sets the ceiling /H2. P. The starting point of learning is not working harder but being more restrained. In the age of information explosion, the bottleneck is not access but being drowned by low-quality input. The rule is simple: less but better, build a whitelist of information sources. Subscribe only to verified quality sources, actively block noise, and concentrate saved attention on a few high-value themes, /P. P. Adopt topic-based learning rather than fragmented browsing. First decide the real problem or domain to tackle for a period, then systematically gather material around it, instead of watching whatever the algorithm pushes. Every input should answer a question or fill a cognitive gap, otherwise let it pass. H2 Module 2, Processing, Weaving Information into Structure. H2 P input must be processed immediately, otherwise memory decays within hours. The most effective processing methods are active recall, spaced repetition, the Feynman output, and building connections. Active recall asks you to close the material and retrieve on your own rather than rereading. Spaced repetition uses the forgetting curve to review at critical points at minimal cost. The Feynman output is the touchstone of understanding. Try to explain a concept in plain language to a layperson. Where you cannot is where your understanding leaks. Building connections hooks new knowledge to old, weaving a network. The denser the connections, the more retrieval paths, and the easier transfer becomes. H2 Module 3, Storage and Retrieval, Making Knowledge Always Accessible. The human brain is good at association but poor at precise storage, so an external knowledge base serves as a second brain. Use the card note method. Each note records one independent idea and states its links to other notes. When needed, you can retrieve quickly instead of digging through hundreds of saved items. Design retrieval for your future self. When writing notes, record more what situation can this knowledge be used in rather than only the conclusion. A good storage structure is classified not by source but by problems it can solve, so when a new problem arrives you can call up relevant cards immediately. H2 Module 4, Output Practice Ability Forms in Action. H2 P learning without output is incomplete learning. Output has two types, expressive output such as writing, explaining, sharing, and action output, directly using knowledge to solve real problems. Both are indispensable, but action output is closest to real ability. Deliberate practice is the advanced form of output. Concentrate training on tasks slightly above current level and obtain timely feedback. The more specific the feedback, the faster the correction and the clearer the ability grows. Do not pursue comfortable repetition. Actively enter the learning zone where growth truly happens. H2 Module 5, Review and Iteration, Letting the System Evolve Itself. H2 P greater than a system is alive and needs regular checkups. Build a weekly review. Which inputs turned into ability? Which were merely fake busyness? Which methods worked for you? Which only looked effective? Write the answers into your system. Discard ineffective steps, strengthen effective ones. Maintain a mistake book or cognitive bias list recording the pits you repeatedly fall into. The strongest sign of a system is not never erring, but never making the same error twice. Review is the key move that turns single experiences into long-term assets. H2 Knowledge Transfer, Applying Ability to New Situations. H2 P transfer is the most underrated part of a learning system, yet it is also the dividing line between ordinary learners and top masters. The essence of transfer is abstraction. Extract the underlying principle from a concrete situation and apply it to a structurally similar new situation. For example, once you master understand constraints before designing a solution, it applies to coding, cooking, leading a team, and planning a trip. Three ways to improve transfer. First, cross-domain analogy, actively seeking isomorphic relations between different fields. Second, project practice, forced comprehensive use in real complexity. Third, teaching others, which forces you to abstract knowledge to a transferable level. Only when you can recognize the same principle in three or more unrelated fields have you truly mastered it. H2 Common Traps, Avoid These Learning Myths. First, the illusion that saving equals learning. Dropping an article into a collection folder is not understanding, it merely is anxiety temporarily. Second, multitasking. The brain is not good at true simultaneous processing. Switching tasks carries hidden costs, and once depth is shredded, nothing is learned deeply. Third, input without output. Input without output cannot form a loop, knowledge remains someone else's. Fourth, chasing new tools while neglecting fundamentals, no software can save a chaotic mind/p. H2 a 30-day launch plan. Build your engine starting today/H2. P days 1 to 7, subtract, clean information sources, keep only 3 quality ones, decide the month's theme. Days 8 to 14, build the system, choose a note method, build a card library, process 1 core knowledge daily. Days 15 to 21, strengthen output, write an article or give a talk around the theme, forcing Feynman output. Days 22 to 30, focus on transfer, pick a real problem unrelated to the theme, try to solve it with the principles just learned, and record the review/P. P after 30 days you will own not just a note or a habit, but an engine that runs continuously and upgrades itself. It will work silently in every future growth, turning books read, roads walked, and falls taken all into abilities that truly belong to you/P. H2 the rhythm of spaced repetition, let memory solidify automatically/H2. P forgetting is the brain's default setting, and the weapon against it is spaced repetition. A practical rhythm, first review the same evening after learning, second after 1 day, third after 3 days, fourth after 1 week, fifth after 1 month. Each review only takes seconds of active recall of the key points, not rereading. This rhythm lands just before the critical point of the forgetting curve, welding short-term memory into the long-term network with minimal time/P. P the key is not fancy tools but the act of active retrieval itself. Even with just a sheet of paper, writing down 3 things you learned today before sleep, kept for a month, will surprise you with the retention gain. The beauty of a system is turning inhuman persistence into executable, accumulating micro-habits, letting progress happen unnoticed/P. H2 what a good card looks like, write understanding as reusable asset/H2. P the quality of card notes determines the density and value of your knowledge base. A good card meets 3 points, it holds 1 independent idea, is written in your own words rather than copied, and states the other cards it can connect to. Avoid verbatim copying because copying barely triggers processing, avoid being too broad because overlong notes are hard to retrieve and reuse/P. P greater than a better approach is the context card, record not only the conclusion but also in what situation will I use this. For example, a card on constraints first can link to coding, budgeting, and scheduling. When a card links to more than 5 paths, it changes from isolated info into a network hub, and knowledge transfer becomes natural/P. H2 deep work fuels the system, protect your attention/H2. P the learning system needs fuel, and the fuel is uninterrupted attention. Shallow tasks like replying to messages and scrolling chop up depth, leaving no room for processing or transfer. Set aside a 90-minute deep block each day, turn off all notifications, and do only the single most important learning task. Only in such blocks do you enter flow and truly weave knowledge into models/P. P protecting the deep block is not a luxury but a necessary condition for the system to run. Treat it as a fixed appointment with yourself, unmovable. After weeks, you will find that in the same hour, output in deep state is often several times that in fragmented state, with a world of difference in quality/P. H2 measure the system with metrics. Are you really improving/H2? P what cannot be measured cannot be improved. Set a few simple metrics for the learning system, new usable cards per week, active recall hit rate, number of output works, and times knowledge was transferred and applied. These numbers need not be precise, but they clearly tell you whether the system is turning, how fast, and where a layer is blocked/P. P when a metric drops in some week, do not blame yourself, troubleshoot like an engineer, is input too messy, processing too shallow, or output too little? The main benefit of systems thinking is replacing the unsolvable question am I not smart enough with the solvable one which step can be optimized/P. H2 from consumer to producer, identity shift is the endpoint/H2. P most people default to being consumers of information, reading, attending, saving, passively waiting to be fed. The ultimate goal of a learning system is to shift your identity to producer, you start writing, explaining, making, teaching, reorganizing input and outputting it to the world. Once the identity shifts, learning becomes habit instead of task, return instead of cost slash P. P producing does not require you to be an expert first. Even explaining one principle learned this week to a friend means you are already producing. Every production is a Feynman output and a reinforcement of the system. When production becomes daily, your learning engine truly runs independently, no longer relying on external push, slash P. H2 minimum viable system, run it before optimizing it, slash H2. P many delay starting because they wait for a perfect plan. But a learning system is not designed, it is run. Build a minimum viable system first, one note tool, one deep block, one weekly review, and start immediately. In operation, you will naturally find bottlenecks and patch them, and the system grows sturdier, slash P. P remember, done beats perfect. A rough engine that turns every day far outperforms a polished blueprint that never starts. Today you need not be omniscient, only one more reusable step than yesterday. Once rolling, the system will carry you far, slash P. H2 anti-fragility of the learning system, the secret of growing stronger, slash H2. P greater than a good system is anti-fragile, under pressure and uncertainty it does not break but grows stronger. When you break learning into reusable modules, every failure becomes a recordable sample and every success settles into a transferable pattern. The more turbulent the outside world, the more advantage goes to those with a system, because they do not depend on momentary state or inspiration, slash P. P. One concrete way to build anti-fragility is to leave white space in the system. Do not fill every minute. Leave idle room for knowledge from different domains to collide spontaneously, because many cross-domain transfer insights are exactly born in such white space. A system is not better when fuller, but when more elastic, slash P. H2 landing advice for different roles, slash H2. P students can apply the learning system to study, use cards to organize key points, spaced repetition to prepare for exams, Feynman output to check understanding, and a mistake book to drive review. Professionals can use it for skill upgrade, do topic-based learning around real job problems, and complete transfer through project practice. Lifelong learners can turn it into a way of life, letting daily reading and experience settle into callable assets, slash P. P whatever the role, the underlying logic is the same, take application as the yardstick, the system as the engine, and review as the fuel. When you stop chasing the surface of having learned a lot and instead run a continuously turning engine, growth becomes an inevitable event, slash P. H2 quick answers to common questions, slash H2. P greater than Q, no time? A. The system is precisely designed for those with no time. 20 minutes of daily deep processing plus one weekly review far beats weekend cramming. Question: poor memory is a hard flaw? A. With poor memory you need an external knowledge base and spaced repetition even more, freeing the brain from storage to focus on processing and transfer. Question: which tool to pick? A. Start with the simplest at hand, switch only when a bottleneck appears, and do not let tool anxiety drag down action, slash P. P greater than Q, how soon to see change? A. Internalization takes weeks, transfer takes months, but in the first week you already feel learning more solidly. Lengthen your horizon, let the system accumulate for you, and time will return compound interest, slash P. H2 conclusion slash H2. P learning is not a race comparing who is more tired, but a system that can be designed. When you shift attention from how much you learned to how much you transformed, from collecting information to building an engine, growth changes from accidental to inevitable. Now, start by cleaning your first information source, slash P.